USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the U.S. is amping up its testing capacity from about 200,000 to 5 million tests each day.
We've done more than the entire world combined. We've done more than any other country in the world. So I think we've done a really good job. Now, with that being said, not everybody feels as strongly about testing as others. We have some governors that are very strong on testing. We have other governors, frankly, that aren't nearly as strong on testing. Their test is much more modest.
The top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's hoping for greater collaboration with governors to make sure their needs are met.
One of the problems has been, is the tests getting to the people who need them, or are there tests out there we're not connecting the dots?
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Trump is taking executive action to declare food processing plants critical infrastructure and order them to stay open. The move is proactive, and it's meant to stave off threatened meat shortages. In many states, meat processing plants have been closed due to massive coronavirus outbreaks. Officials say Tyson Foods is planning to close 80% of their production. The CEO says the food supply chain is breaking. With states like Texas and Alabama letting businesses reopen their doors this week, California Governor Gavin Newsom says they're not out of the woods yet, but he also says change is coming.
The reality is we are just a few weeks away, not months away, from making measurable and meaningful changes to our stay-at-home order. That is a very optimistic point to emphasize.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is free after being released from federal prison early because of the COVID-19 pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He was elected mayor in 2002, running on a platform of being a champion against corruption in the Big Easy, and then he became a national figure when the city was slammed by Hurricane Katrina in August 2005.
Get out. We're strongly encouraging. Tourists, definitely get out. And then the next time you hear us is going to be get the heck out.
But the now 63-year-old Nagin, who served as mayor until 2010, was convicted in 2014 on 20 counts of corruption, fraud, and bribery before being granted early release under a program to reduce prison populations during the pandemic. Nagin had been scheduled to be freed in about 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an improvised explosive device was detonated in a car in the city of Afrin, killing at least 46 people, including 11 children. All of the victims were residents of the city, displaced from different Syrian provinces. The Turkish Defense Ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Unit's militia and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which is designated as a terrorist organization in Turkey, the United States, and the European Union. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.